Hi, Connie. It's Forrest. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Good. Have I caught you at a bad time?
No, now's a great time.
Perfect. How was your day?
Oh, wonderful. No complaints.
Good. Are you still working or are you retiring?
I'm working.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm glad you had a good day. We're calling, obviously, about the property that you have for sale that you and Alex have been corresponding about. And so I wanted to just if you can't hear me, just let me know if something happens. I'm kind of running through a crappy area.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you remind me, because I believe we've spoken before, but can you remind me the condition of the property?
It's a nice house. I mean, it needs some things like carpets. We took up all the carpets and it's hardwood under it. Either you can have that redone or you can put carpet on over it. It needs painting. And again, it's an older house, but it's a nice older house. So painting and carpet would be all that's needed at the time. But me personally, I would do other things like it's like a, oh, what do you call it? I can't even think of what you call it. In the kitchen, it has like a island. But it's like on the side, I would tear that down. Just things like that, but you know.
Okay. Now, I'm correct in saying that there's four people in this transaction, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And are you the principal decision maker? I see one name on the deed, or on the property tax,
And I'm pretty
rather.
sure it's my name. Yeah.
I think it was Dorothy.
Well, yes, she was the owner, our mother. She passed
Oh,
up.
okay.
Yeah, now it's under our name. We had it transferred over to our name, but I'm the main person to speak with.
Okay. So when we send the agreement out tomorrow, it's just your name, or do there need to be four signature blocks?
I don't know how that works. You could do, I would say do all four just to be on the safe side, but we're all in agreement, so.
Okay. Did they, when you probated your mother's estate or you went to the courthouse, did they select you as the executor
Yeah.
or? Okay.
I have
All right. So
all those things.
we just need you to sign. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
As long as y'all are in agreement, of course. When the attorney, reaches out for clarification and final steps and stuff, they'll ask for that paperwork. So, you'll need to be able to scan that and send that to them or copy and send them a mail copy. But other than that, I think, we can move forward with this, at the 60 that you guys have requested. And then we can just move forward to the escrow phase, which is, me, getting in there, taking a good look at it. Now you have a 336 number. Are you local to Martinsville?
I'm actually in North Carolina, so no, but I go at
How far away for you? I mean, because North Carolina is a hop, skip, and a jump.
Yeah, I go at least 3 times a week. I'm less than an hour away, so yeah.
So you're like Greensboro area?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Cool. Well, if that sounds good to you, I'll have Alex get all the paperwork together in the morning and send it to you for review, and then we'll go from there. But basically, I mean, it's pretty simple. It's a single page document. The second page is for signing, and it's just, simply saying that, we're gonna buy it for, $60,000. We're gonna pay for your closing costs. You're gonna pay for any liens or, issues to get the title straight, if there is, but it sounds like there isn't. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, sounds good.
Any questions?
No questions at this time. Once I review the contract, if I have any questions, then I'll definitely reach out to you.
Okay, perfect. Well, Alex will get that paperwork to you in the morning and then follow up with a text message, and then we'll just keep moving forward, okay?
Okay, sounds good. All right.
Thank you. Have a blessed evening. Take
Thank
care.
Thank you. Well,
bye-bye.